The federal government shutdown is more than 2 months behind us, but its impact is still reverberating in the kitchens of some rural Ohioans. I visited a Southeast Ohio food pantry to see how people are managing.
Can I get behind you?
Yes, absolutely.
Just off the main drag in Nelsonville sits the food cupboard, and volunteers are busy loading up boxes with staples for the noon rush.
We have the cereal, and we have spaghetti. We have peanut butter, vegetables.
Margaret Chesky and her husband Larry Lafferty run the pantry, which serves residents throughout Athens County. Chesky explains February is typically their slowest month.
That didn't happen this year. Our numbers were equal to other months in February, and we serve usually between 600 and 700 families a month at this food pantry. So there was no dip last February.
They point to the federal government shutdown as the culprit. Although the president and Congress reached a truce back in January, Lafferty explains the dispute disrupted SNAP payments. That's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, what used to be known as food stamps.
So there were times, I think, when SNAP was available, when they received additional SNAP dollars that they normally wouldn't, with really as an advance on what was coming, it was spent. And then there was deprivation. Then they didn't have it when they normally would, and they normally would need it.
In mid-January, Ohio's Department of Job and Family Services distributed February's dollars early under the direction of federal officials. Then, in hopes of not leaving recipients completely broke, they split the next month into two staggered payments. No one wound up losing any money, but that split payment means many cupboards are now going empty. Imagine switching from a monthly paycheck to every other week, and then back.
People have been coming to this pantry who haven't been here in a while, kind of indicating, you know, that this going to a pantry is a last resort, but recently they've, you know, it's been necessary.
Closer to Columbus, providers haven't seen the same uptick. But David Keller from the Southeast Ohio Food Bank says the same story is playing out in pantries across the 10-county region they serve. Keller says the network saw 500 more pantry visits in February this year than the last. And one of the biggest increases came from seniors.
You know, there's a lot of talk right now going on about, oh, the economy's recovering, people have well-paying jobs. We see that in metropolitan areas. That does not necessarily trickle out to rural Appalachian Ohio, which is the area that we serve.
Tammy Exline says the increased traffic in Nelsonville has been hard to miss.
There's like last week, I couldn't even get in here. There was a line at 11 o'clock waiting to get in here, a line clear up there to Shriver's drugstore a block away.
She's holding a bag of groceries in each hand, with more tucked into the stroller with her kids. SNAP payments return to normal in April, and Exline hopes that gets her family back on a normal footing.
Yeah, that's what I got marked on my calendar, but who knows?
For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans.